Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. Don't forget, you can visit russellgrant.com to read your daily, weekly, love and monthly horoscopes. Plus, you can watch Russell's daily video horoscopes for free.
Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 2nd and the whole week ahead. Well, Mars and Uranus linked so fabulously together is certainly going to create a spark for you in any areas connected with your home and family life. Now, one of the areas which can be particularly good is if you decide to work from home, set up a business from home. Because if you're self-employed or freelance and working from your home base, then success awaits. And here's your Sunday stars. Lots of changes can be occurring around you now as we build up to a massive full moon. The most important thing is don't run before you can walk, because the stars now are saying gather information, gather facts, get all your ducks in a row. And it certainly means you need to stay on the right side of the law. And anything where red tape or authority is concerned, don't try to cut corners. Here's your Monday stars. Very good day if you've got to look into money or finance, especially with a business tone or tinge. So for instance, if you're looking to get a startup fund because you want to set up your own business, these are the stars that really are good for you to do all of these things so that you can find yourself a little nest egg for the future. And whilst you're about it, look into pensions, look into savings and look into investments. Here's your Tuesday stars. Well, there's a whole mishmash of stars around now involving Mars, the Sun opposing Neptune, the prelude to a full moon. It's all kind of higgledy-piggledy, and you do have to be very aware of this. The decent aspect is Mars moving into Virgo, which for you as a Capricorn is good. It begins a new two-year period in areas of luck and opportunity that stem most importantly from intellectual motives and international pursuits. Here's your Wednesday stars. It's here. It's a full moon in Pisces. And the important thing for you to understand is everything is changing. Now, yesterday's Mars into Virgo is very good to opening up new areas of your life. And if you're thinking of emigrating or connecting on an international level with other people, fantastic. But that full moon certainly says this: over the next 6, 7, 8 weeks, your everyday world is going to change beyond recognition. Just let it happen. And here's your Thursday stars. A few days ago, the Sun opposition to Neptune certainly has created this fog, this web of deceit, even confusion around you. And when it comes to knowing what you want, then be sure of what it is you want. Because unless you do, you'll be buffeted by the winds of other people's opinions and thoughts. And you mustn't let that happen. In the long run, it's what you want and what you desire that matters more than anything else. And here's your Friday stars. The moon is in Aries, and for you as a Capricorn, it means home and domestic matters. On one hand, it's particularly good for those people very close to you, especially women in the family or gay people in your family. But there is a dominating and domineering energy around as well. And if there's someone who's up to psychological and emotional games, then steer clear of them. In fact, if you can get them out of your life altogether, I'd think about doing it.
Get your free natal horoscope report at russellgrant.com to discover the planetary positions at your exact time of birth. See you next week.